Now, a completely different question. Do you think there is any value in visiting the graveside of a loved one? Well, I certainly don't think it's obligatory, but yes, I think there can be value depending upon the context. I have actually done that a couple times in my life. Least significant, I did it for one of my cats that I really loved, and that was actually at Ayn Rand's suggestion. The cat, the dead cat, was died of a disease. It was with the vet, and I told her that he was there. He had just died, and she said, why leave him there? Give him, you know, a permanent place where you can go. So I rushed to save the body and put him up with another cat that I had in a grave in Long Island, I think with a picture. And I went back there once, but, you know, not after that. I started having dogs. Nevertheless, I'm glad he has that little marker, and he still has a little definable place that I know of. And now, a couple of times, to be serious, I went to Ayn Rand's grave several years apart. And I went to some other people, but I asked to be alone for a while, and they moved away. And I don't know what you think of this. I talked to her aloud. Actually, the way you would talk to another person, looking at the gravestones, telling her the highlights of everything that had happened that would be relevant to her interests and what I had accomplished, any questions, any doubts that I had. I knew perfectly well that, you know, I wasn't talking to her, but her presence was a little more real when I knew that her remains were literally right in front of me. And it made it easier, in effect, to fantasize and to speak my mind as though to her. It was acting, but it was acting that I found cathartic and helpful. I went away not feeling, you know, well, I've talked to her, but feeling I've said the kind of things I would say to her if she were alive. And so from that point of view, I definitely got something out of it. Not that I remembered her. It wasn't, I'll never forget her. I don't need to visit anything for that, but that I could talk as though to her, which is a unique experience in terms of what she is.